This is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. President Joe Biden granted temporary refuge on Thursday to people from Hong Kong amid the Chinese government's efforts to crush the pro-democracy movement and tighten its control over the city. Biden signed a memorandum allowing people from Hong Kong currently residing in the United States to live and work in the country for 18 months, a move likely to further inflame the already tense relations between Washington and Beijing. The decision to provide a temporary safe haven comes in response to Hong Kong's sweeping new national security law, which took effect in June. Since then, police have arrested at least 100 opposition politicians and activists and demonstrators. Changes have also been made to Hong Kong's election laws to reduce the number of directly elected lawmakers and give a largely pro-Beijing committee the leeway to nominate lawmakers aligned with the mainland government. Japan's prime minister attended a memorial on Friday commemorating the 76th anniversary of the atomic bombing of the Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Survivors, their relatives, and other participants marked the 8:15 a.m. blast anniversary with a minute of silence. The United States dropped its first atomic bomb on Hiroshima towards the end of the Second World War on August 6, 1945, destroying the city. The second bomb dropped 3 days later on Nagasaki. More than 200,000 people collectively in both locations died in those bombings. The Philippine capital, Manila, returned to a lockdown Friday. This is VOA News. France's highest court Thursday upheld a new law requiring the public to hold a health pass to access bars and restaurants, and health workers to be vaccinated against the COVID-19 by mid-September, saying it complied with the Republic's founding charter. However, the Constitutional Council did strike down several clauses in the legislation, saying that enforcing the compulsory 10-day quarantine on anyone testing positive for COVID-19 impinged on freedoms. The legislation is due to come into effect next week. President Emmanuel Macron unveiled it in July as the Delta variant of the coronavirus fueled a fourth wave of infections. Pakistan is echoing warnings from Washington that neither the Afghan government nor the Taliban can get what they want if they insist on pushing ahead with military campaigns instead of working to reach an agreement through negotiations. Fighting between the government forces and Taliban fighters has surged in recent weeks, with the August 31st deadline for the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan drawing ever closer, prompting U.S. forces to increase the number of airstrikes in support of the Afghan military. Yet Pakistan's national security advisor in Washington for meetings with U.S. officials said Thursday that a military victory for the Afghan government or the Taliban is simply not realistic. Mohammed Yusuf told a virtual audience at the U.S. Institute for Peace, a compromise is inevitable. U.S. officials have insisted repeatedly that a Taliban victory is not a foregone conclusion. Firefighters are battling several blazes in Greece, including a resurgent wildfire which burned homes north of Athens. In southern Greece, fires prompted more evacuations as weather conditions worsened. Firefighters fought to save a former royal palace and the birthplace of the ancient Olympics. The Greece military and personnel from European countries are assisting firefighters with battling the blazes and evacuating people. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.